Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Don't worry, I've got it on control.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Mean for the industry and the growth of music online. Well, Guy Cuny is the editor of the technology website News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else, and I'm coming. You got an interview there, so it's a big surprise anyway.
A big surprise.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. With regards to the cost that's involved...
Man, good on this dude for just keeping on going.
Do you think now more people will be downloading online?
He looks terrified. He's so scared.
If you can go everywhere, you're going to see a lot of people downloading to the internet and the website, everything they want. But I think it's much better for the development and to improve people what they want and to get on the easy way and so fast the things they're looking for.
This does really seem to be the way the music
he's quick on his feet.
It's like people want to go onto the website and download
you'd just
music.
Be like, for me, just
exactly. You can go everywhere on the cyber.
If this dude didn't get the job,
you can go easy. It's going to be very easy way for everyone to get something to the internet.
Yeah. Tell him, George Foreman.
Thanks very much indeed. I think we can.
All right, Jerry.
Come on, Jerry.
He
looks like George Foreman.
Rob Pitton, who's
ditch that, Jerry. That's a red hot clip. That that man came into a TV studio at the BBC to do an interview to be an accountant, and they mistook him for a tech expert and just put him on air. And to his credit, he's done all right there, I think.
Totally. I've never had that happen ever. I've never anyone once put me in a better position than where I am. If anything, it's the opposite. I've walked in a suit and been handed a shovel. Get out there, mate. There seems to be some digging you're not doing.
It's another red-hot episode of The Mug Off. Welcome back for another week. We are joined by a very special guest. He's a fellow podcaster. I like saying that, fellow podcaster. Yeah. You like that? Fellow podcaster, tram driver. He's our guest this week, the very famous Nick Mason. Thanks for coming on, mate.
Gentlemen, thank you for inviting me to the dojo. I'm just happy to see how the other half lives, and it's an episode of Gogglebox is how you live, apparently. Yeah. You'll sit on. I feel like I'm being judged by a jury of my peers, but all my peers just recently got out of jail. I think that's what's happening over
too,
there.
You're sweet.
Thank you, Nick, for coming down from podcast heaven to visit us lonely little fucking rinky-dink show.
Well, I was gonna say. Thank you for providing kind of like a PG rated like an intro video there. That's kind of like it's kind of like beautiful, and it's like he's just a nice smiley man, and he's kind of, you know, he's just like,
yeah, we knew your bitch ass would like that.
Yeah. I suggested a cop get his head caved in.
I also have a case of mistaken identity, because there is another Nick Mason. I don't know if you know the other Nick Mason. But
no.
he was gonna do a documentary about comedy in Melbourne. He was a
he sounds really like funny.
They famously always go well, those docos.
It's just such a fascinating topic.
Well, there's never been a good one, but he was like a comedy reviewer, and he's like, well, I'm gonna see how the other half lives, so I'm gonna become like an open mic stand-up comedian, and I'm gonna get in there, and you know, really just get in the trenches and figure out what it's like. And
what a novel idea.
And he talked a big talk for like 6 to 12 months, and he filmed like 2 minutes of footage, and it's never emerged. But people would always confuse me with him. They were always like, "Oh, Meso, you're finally dipping your toe in. You're gonna do some comedy, and you're writing mean blog posts about comedy."
That is a part of it.
About this. Yeah.
Have you ever done comedy yourself?
No, occasionally I will get dragged into something. I got dragged into Fancy Boy one night,
Sick.
But it wasn't comedy. It was, I went up on stage. For people who don't remember, there was a show called Fancy Boy Variety Show, and it was like a late night kind of like comedian kind of show. But every night they had a a bit where somebody would come up and try to do something sincere, and then they would get stuff thrown at them. And I was elected one night. So I was just, I went up and I did, I talked tram safety facts, and then people started throwing stuff, and then I got caned off stage. So yeah, it was good. It's good fun. So I'll do something like that.
They did that shit to me. I had to read out this letter that my ex-girlfriend wrote me when she broke up with me on stage. And it was like, I remember reading it in the room. I was getting big laughs. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And there's just a room full of people. They felt too bad to throw shit. They did anyway. Good on them. But I could tell their hearts weren't really in it.
What are they chucking?
Oh, just like fruit and fucking, you know, gack and saying it was Shrek's cum or some shit. It's very... very low rent fucking ideas.
Sick. Man, I love this. I think we should bring it back.
Yeah, I've got so many questions to ask you, Nick, because I've admired you from afar for so many years, and
Bless your heart.
I understand because you drive the trams during the day. That's your job.
That is correct. Yes, that's right. Which is good for me because I'm not a real good small talker. So I'm just like, anybody got any questions about trams or sand or gongs or short shunts or points bars? You got any questions?
Well, this is this is a two-part question. So if you don't mind indulging me, part one: please. Has anyone ever died on your tram? And part two: how long did you wait before you went through their pockets?
Look, no one's ever died. We've definitely We've from time to time, it's like late at night, you got to bring a tram into the depot because you're done for the night. And there is like, you know, from time to time, you got to call the ambulance. But luckily, I've never had a dead person on the tram. I've never run anybody over. And I regret saying that now because now it's on tape and I'll do it tomorrow. At this
That rhino's going to come charging down the street, mate.
And I've never hit a car enough. I've never hit a car hard enough that it couldn't drive off. So I feel hard enough.
It's a squeaky clean record.
Well, I'll see. Oh no, I've phrased that incorrectly. Now that's going to come back to haunt me too. I've been very hashtag blessed. But I haven't seen you guys in years. As I mentioned earlier, Yaz at all. I've never met you at all, Yaz.
I'm an enigma, dude.
I used to hang out with you in Melbourne. I was down there. Yeah.
Beg your pardon?
I used to hang out with you in Melbourne when I was down there. Yeah, we have a mutual friend, Tate Johnson.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, the last time I saw you, Jerry, was Comedy Festival a couple of years ago, and you got up on stage, and you were like, hey, thanks everybody for coming out to live comedy. This will be my last show. I'm quitting comedy after this.
I told everyone to go suck me off. I go, fuck this festival, fuck everyone here.
Man, I really loved that so much. I got to catch Jerry's breakdown.
Oh, man, I would love to see that.
Oh, that's okay. This probably correlates. And I'm like, yeah, that's an interesting way to start a festival show. And then like 10 minutes in, you're like, you're doing some jokes, and then you're like, yeah, this is definitely the last one for me. There's no more of this. And I'm like, oh, I get it now. This is like the through line for the show. Like, he's going to be like, I hate comedy. And then it's going to turn around at the end and he's going to be like, actually, I love comedy and I reconnected with my dad and everything's cool now, kind of thing. But it got to the end and
he's just like, old man, you'd know that's not happening anytime soon.
No. And he's just like, it gets to the end and he's like, oh, yeah, thanks for coming, guys. Anyway, this is my last gig. So, Jerry, I guess my observation is you haven't quit comedy.
It's not
a positive or a negative.
I was so fucking beaten down by that festival. You know, when you're making thousands of dollars a night, sometimes it's hard to deal with all the acclaim.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't quit. I thought about it. I stopped for like 6 months or something, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, I'm going to grab the two coolest retards I know and make a run of the podcast millions.
Yeah, some fucking fat butcher and the unlockable character.
Who's this fat butcher?
That's where the money is. The fake radio show is for sure where all the money is, I reckon. Yeah. How did you guys hook up? How did you guys meet? Comedy, but why did you guys decide to do a podcast together?
Well, I'll tell you.
Did some of you guys live together?
No, because Yaz...
Oh,
me
and Duggan used to.
We
for
used
a
to live together.
They used to live together.
Yeah, right.
I remember I met Yaz at the Comedy Store, the first run I ever did there. And
yeah.
I was real, like, nervous. And I said, hey, can I have a beer? And then he said, yeah, here you go. And he goes, oh, I don't mind a beer myself. And I thought, now this is someone I could start a podcast with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind sticking
just a bruise with the boys.
Sink a sud all day.
You know when you know, you know. I'm like, man, this guy likes beers too. This is awesome.
I think these guys started trialing this podcast without me and then decided they need to get someone funny in. So then ended up here.
Right. That's what happened. Yeah, it's not enough dead weight.
Oh, dear.
Hey, have we got any untalented friends we can drag up this success mountain? We'll need two of us, Jerry, to carry him.
Who do we know who still wears a name tag going to work? Who do we know that we can get going?
We should do this podcast. You're in a high viz, I'll be in a high viz, Doug, and you're in a name tag. Like, let's just be who we are.
Yeah. You know?
Shovel in hand.
Wait to die.
You should do comedy with just a shovel, and then on the handle you just tape a mic. That's how you should be doing comedy.
That's a red hot idea. I'm with you there.
Yeah, man. I actually do this for a living.
Yes, we know. Yaz, it's NAIDOC week, Nick, so Yaz can legally do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I've kind of got free reign here.
Yeah.
So I'm.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. I saw you on the feed, Yaz, as a Conda Man, the first Indigenous superhero.
Yeah, yep. I'm trying to bring him back. I'm trying to get that Marvel money.
Good, yep.
Some people have said I'm like the new Taika Waititi.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, some people said that. I think they're not wrong. That's for sure. I've got a Jojo Rabbit in me. Just if anyone wants to read the script, it's called The Pussy Store. And I really am trying to sell this.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson won't get back to your emails. So.
She's not interested in The Pussy Store. It's like, no, not your pussy. I'm just trying to find a production team.
Will Smith passed on The Matrix, so don't That's worry. True. You know, I'm sure she'll live to regret it.
Yeah. Did you know Year One, like, what's that movie with Will Smith and his son, and they're both...
I think that is Year One.
Is that Year One?
Or it's something like that. Year something it is.
Yeah, whatever that fucking M. Night Shyamalan movie is. Apparently, there's like a 3,000-page Bible to that movie that's like states like they wanted to create their own Facebook to tie in with, like, they thought this was going to be the new Star Wars.
Oh, no.
And it's got Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, that one, right. Yeah, yeah.
And he's lying on his back the whole movie, and then his son is like the star. It's just... It just fucking bombed. But they thought it was going to be...
Huge.
Like, I've never even heard of this movie.
That's so funny.
It was like a big thing. Well, they like... Yeah, because it was like him and his son. It's going to be great, yeah.
I'm still watching the classic I, Robot.
That's a good film. What's the best... Well, in your opinion, what's your favorite Will Smith performance, Nick?
Oh.
I mean, there's the Miami video clip is a classic.
Nice.
In Suicide Squad, he gets the titular line, "What are we, some kind of Suicide Squad?"
Yeah, nice. That's good. Yeah,
that's a good one.
I started hitting Yaz when he said that when we were watching it. I'm like, he said it. He said it. Look, the movie. He's
I think that's a case of great agent. All right, you want Will? He's got to say the
really
line.
These guys really are the Suicide Squad. You can't go past Men in Black. That's a classic. He's not, you know what I mean?
Or, yeah.
I mean, and when I say you can't go past Men in Black, it's literally the only Will Smith movie I can think of right now. So that's why I've chosen it as the one. I can't think of another one. You know, when somebody's like, name a song, and you're like, I literally can't think of a song. Okay, all right. All right, you can think of things, all right.
I had some answers prepared. I knew this was going to come up.
Yeah, fucking nerd.
Before we go too much deeper into it, Nick, I know you want to get to the meat off the fucking bone, but I've got a personal gripe with Cameron I need to address.
Is this right?
Really?
Personal gripe.
Oh, my goodness.
Excited about this.
Okay.
I'm going to edit personal gripe music after the...
Would you like Yaz and I to adjudicate this? You want to determine who's in the wrong here?
That's a good idea.
All right, so you guys can pick a lawyer. Okay. Me or Nick?
Nick. I pick Nick. 100%
okay,
Nick.
I'll represent you, Duggan.
Okay. All right. We're both going to go to the slammer.
I think we might be. Look at your lawyer, dog.
All right. So, to the court, Duggan, would it be fair to say that I've got you thousands of dollars of gigs throughout the years?
Absolutely not.
Can someone please lock this cunt up?
Objection.
I'm going to need to see some kind of evidence to back that up.
Okay,
objection. What am I not paying you for?
Oh, yeah, objection.
Okay, would it be fair to say I've got you hundreds of dollars of gigs?
Yeah, fair.
Okay, all right. Nick, you heard that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Enter it into evidence. Exhibit A. All right.
So me and Cameron have this gig coming up in December, and I thought that he recommended me for it, you know, because he was hosting and they needed a headliner.
And I thought that Cameron got me the gig. I'm like, you know what? I've given Dougie a few gigs over the years. Finally, he's paying it back. Then I find out he didn't recommend me. The guy that booked it said, I'm going to get him to headline. And Cameron's like, yeah, whatever. I guess I know him, kind of. And then he finds out how much more money I'm making than him and just whinged to me for an hour about how he should be getting the money.
This did not, that all of this is false evidence. So you falsified all of this.
This is yeah, what do you want from this?
An apology.
An apology. What do you mean an apology? You're getting like $250 more.
See, this is how it starts. And then you just kept battering me. It's like, you should be happy that your comrade has got a bit of extra coin in his pocket.
Yeah, well, you're driving and I'm not giving you any petrol money.
Well, then you're not in the car. Yeah.
Why don't you wipe your tears with those 250s, baby?
So you think it's...
Well, my client is out there slogging his hardest. Mm. Like, he's the worker in here, you know?
Yeah,
you're going to be like a class trader, by all means, brother.
Yeah, it is like Cameron always says, it didn't really make sense till I got a bit older, but less mints now is more mints later. That's what that's he always said that, and I never made sense till right now, and I've started to fucking...
It should also be mentioned that this gig, you're like, I don't know if I want to take it, I've only just gotten back in, and then you're like, it's December, I'll be fine by then.
Yeah, but I thought you were like... You get in it for me, you know. And
I recommend you for gigs all the time, just not ones that you get paid more than me on the same shot.
Yeah. Okay. So, could you name one booker that you've recommended me a gig to?
How long have we got? I'll give
an
you
hour.
Five.
Oh, here we go. we have a guest on today's episode. You guys want to get in the weeds?
Can
on
we
your
settle
fucking...
this gripe? I've got to get to the end of this gripe. We're nearly there.
Anthony Skinner.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. All right, gripe settled. I forgive you, Cameron, for your insanely disloyal behaviour.
It's also, I didn't go on about it for an hour. This was over text. It just took you an hour to read the two messages.
I mean, my client has a point there, Jerry. You cannot read.
Okay. Oh, man, we have fucking rinsed him in court.
Yeah, I would have thought we would have been a win.
Hey, sorry. Sorry.
Lawyer, fucking stand up. These cunts are bagging me not being able to read. Yes, that's true.
I don't know. I mean... Yeah, I mean, he's making some good points over there. I mean, maybe he's not making that many good points, but he's got a certain charm to him, and I think that's worth a lot in a courtroom, you know what I mean? It's not about evidence, and it's not about intent. It's about the final speech that tips you over the edge, you know? It's all about that,
the
that,
defense
that TV presence.
Jerry, if the glove doesn't fit, you must not convict. Is that it?
All right, end of the gripe.
You must acquit.
I'm glad we sorted it out, Cameron. I think the world here.
Thanks, man. Likewise.
Now, Duggan, I'll be taking 10% of whatever you were fucking bitching about. You fucking baby.
There was no bitching. I don't know what this... Oh,
well. No, I'm having fun of it as your lawyer. That's all. That's all I'm doing.
There was a bit of he-hollering.
Sounds like... from well, you can't... You're not allowed to call him a bitch and then bitch about it.
Yes, I am. I reserve the right to bitch.
Anyways, how are you, Nick?
I wonder what music I'll use for personal gripe.
I mean, nobody's trying to cheat me out of anything currently, so, you know, it's pretty smooth sailing over here, I think. You
what
know,
about in just, the past?
I mean...
Tell us about this fucking car you hit.
Yeah.
Beg your pardon?
Tell us about this car you hit.
I mean, I mean, car singular is very generous of you. We've all hit so many cars. It's just...
It's so funny to me.
I don't know how much I should say, but yeah, it's not even... You at a certain point, you've hit so many cars that when... Like you see the impact about to occur, it's not there's no panic. You're totally clear minded, and you know what's going to happen, and your brain just goes, paperwork, and you're just like, I'm gonna have to fill in. This is lunchtime. I'm gonna fill in so many forms.
Funny.
I'm not mad at myself. I'm mad at you, the driver of this car, for doing this to me over and over and over again. And I have to, like, compose myself and be like, this was nobody's fault, but it's your fault. It's your fault driving the car. Come on, what are you doing to me?
So you're going so slow. You know, like, these trams aren't moving fast, you know, for the most part, right? Yeah. So you can dodge them.
Do you often have to wake blokes up at the end of the line, like, because they've fallen asleep?
Good question.
I mean, less so these days because, you know, the situation we're in right now. There's nobody on the trams anyway. I'm shipping empty trams.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Man, you know, I
would hit the accelerator, take off my pants, and just go full Tom Cruise and Dirty Dancing, just sliding up and down. Din, 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 okay. Just trying to do the whole tram.
You know you can't drive the tram and do that.
Someone would drive the tram, obviously. But
also, again, thank you for making that more PG than I was expecting it was going to be. I don't know if you guys have heard the train wanking story. I don't know if that's a story you guys have heard, but that's apparently a story in Melbourne. Is that there was a train pulled up to a station once, maybe Elstonwick, because that's a train station I can think of at this moment, and it just stopped, and all the driver's blinds were pulled, and it was just sitting there for like 10 minutes and, you know, they're like, well, people were coming out and complaining. Why is my tram going? Why is my train going, et cetera, et cetera. And so like the station staff have a little key and they went in and they opened up the door to the train driver's cabin and he was naked and wanking.
Hell
in,
yeah.
In the cabin.
They call that a Duggan in Sydney.
Yeah. He's in the cool room though.
On the brisket.
Well, it's a power move, Doug. And if that's your move, more power to you. I think you can get away with it.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
If you can't get one away in 10 minutes under that kind of pressure, fucking, right. You deserve to get caught, can't you?
Do you reckon, like, once you hear that lock going on the other side, do you reckon you're coming quicker or are you just not going to do it, you reckon?
I'm not going to stop.
Right, well, it's either now or never.
That's a pretty good way to get fired, just start jerking off.
Yeah.
Are you still jerking off heaps, Jerry? You told me you were waiting for your baby dick to fall off so your adult dick could come through.
I told you that in confidence.
That is so funny. All right. It doesn't happen like that, Jerry. You're just going to have that baby dick your whole life. It's your dick now. You don't have to call it a baby one. Sorry, Nick. Now he went a bit blue.
Yeah, it's got the... You've lowered the tone, but I'm amazed you lasted this long. So congratulations.
We can't help us. We can't help us our grubby selves.
What, do all your fans listen to The Wiggles or something? What are you...
You're
keeping it peeing?
Yeah, you know... We just look all my I and also fans. I don't say fans. It's people who begrudgingly listen to me because the other guy knows what he's doing. Is mostly what's happening.
Wow. Don't discredit yourself.
Yeah, that is. Hey, that's my buddy you're talking about. The other guy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Look, we're all just big fans of just like, you know, superhero movies, you know, just the big rattling keys, you know, that is you know, our favorite stuff out there. I don't know, guys. It's just we just love a nice PG, a Chris Evans, a Hemsworth, you know, those boys, those
totally. Yeah,
boys.
Big meaty boys.
Yep. No Condo Man for you then.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No, that's right.
Oh, bro, I read a fucking the sickest review. It's like someone left a comment on that on the Condo Man clip. If anyone hasn't seen it. I'm not going to say the guy's name, but none of this is anything like Marvel. When will SBS lose its inferiority complex? Is that what you took away from the skate? Like, it's not set in Marvel. It's funny, dude. It's funny.
They know it's a sketch, right?
I think so.
They don't know it's a sketch. I don't think they did at all.
Man. Well, that's what we were worried about. Like, if people don't think that Condo Man is a real thing, it's just not nearly as funny. Like, it's just a...
Yeah, it's just like a weird thing that you made.
Because they released the sketch first, then the monologue.
How is it coming down from the biggest thing you'll ever do in your life?
Pretty good, pretty good. People are asking me what my next move is. I said I'll probably have a shovel in my hand, probably. And just, like, if I'm lucky, I'll get to use the like the little bobcat at lunchtime. Hey, like, they just let me spin in it, like I'm like a kid.
They might bury you in the Condo Man outfit.
Fuck, fingers crossed. Well, like I was saying to you, Jerry, this might be a bit distasteful for a tram driver, but I should have been some train driver's 6-month vacation. I was so depressed last year.
Oh, that's of all the apps to say that.
Yeah, well, you know, we're doing it.
Hey, Nick, you know your actual nightmare?
Yeah, I thought about... we don't have to get into this. We'll cut it out, we'll use it again at a different, you know...
It's just a bit quick clock check.
It's NAIDOC week. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Well, mate, so you're a fan of this show, right? Have you got any mug-offs yourself?
Boy, I mean, you know, I mean, narrow it down a little. I mean, I've got a long list of everyone who's betrayed me, but I mean, you know, that's that I've been
start
keeping
at the
for
top,
years,
baby.
But, I mean,
anyone
so,
like
really, I
like any actual enemies ahead, yes. are always good. Like any kind of actual enemy. You don't have to say anyone's
oh,
name
man.
Or anything, but just like if there's a personal vendetta you have with someone, I love hearing those ones. The pettier, the better.
Gosh, I don't know. Start me off, guys. Who have you guys got vendettas with, and have you like settled them? Like, what are you?
Well,
what are you guys,
I'm still waiting to flog my boss. I got my blue belt in jiu-jitsu because he was mean to me, and I quit, and then I took up martial arts pretty seriously, and now I'm ready to beat him up. So,
oh, nice, good, great. Yeah.
Very mature, Jerry.
And when they play this in court, I'm still glad I did it, Steve, your dog, all right? And I'd fucking do it again in a heartbeat, okay?
Actually, you know who I've got a vendetta against? I don't know why. I just thought about this the other day. I used to live with in a house with three other people, and two of them were pretty laid back. It was like, hey, we're pretty chill. We're pretty kind of, you know, keep it neat, but, you know, like we're doing pretty easy. But we had one guy who like, he kept it like, you had to keep it surgically clean. You ever have one of those housemates?
Yeah.
It's like,
infuriating.
You know, what would happen? Like he wanted it soaked when it was your turn to clean the bathroom, for example, like when you would like go in and clean it, if you cleaned it spick and span, you mopped it all up. And then if somebody in between like went in and like washed their hands and like put some water in like the sink, he'd come in afterwards and you'd get a message like, hey man, did you not clean? What's going on here? Why is it kind of messy in here, kind of thing?
Fuck.
You know, one of those guys.
No,
just like to the point where I would like, I'd clean and then I'd take photos of every surface in the bathroom and I'd put them in the group chat and be like,
"It's
but
done."
But then it occurred to me, yeah, it's done. It occurred to me, like years later, that I never actually saw him clean the bathroom.
Really?
Like, never. Like I lived there for like 2 years. And I never saw him go in there with like a bucket or a mop or whatever. I think he
deflected
like,
so
I
much that he
yeah.
never had to do it.
Yeah,
that's a real snake move.
I think it's a 100% snake move. I think that's what he did. I think he like put the fear of God in us.
That's like
we're gonna, you know,
that's like a parable or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like have you heard the story of the guy with the wheelbarrows? He goes across the border every day. Have you heard that story?
Yeah,
there's a guy every day he goes across the border with a wheelbarrow full of sand, and they're like, they're sure he's smuggling something, you know, and they check the sand every day and there's nothing in it. And then he just keeps doing it. And eventually they figure out he was stealing wheelbarrows.
Nice, nice.
If I could go back in time, I would have killed myself before I started this story.
I'm listening to this story. Like, what's the meaning behind it, Jerry?
I just love how you're like, it's like a parable, and then you always tell the wheelchair, like the wheelbarrow one. It's like, you got to give us more parables, brother.
Nice.
I barely read.
Also, like, who was he selling those wheelbarrows to?
Yeah, what's the idea of this, Jerry?
I don't know. My dad used to say it to me every night before I went to bed.
That's the only good night story he got.
Jerry, I used to steal wheelbarrows.
Jerry, was your dad the man in the story? Did you go to the garage and there was like 200 wheelbarrows?
So, replace a wheelbarrow with beers.
Nice. But also, this guy would also steal other people's food out of the fridge, which I think... In the grand scheme of housemate stuff, like a little bit of mess on the in the bathroom or whatever, like taking people's food out of the fridge, that's housemate, breaking housemate rule number one. Surely.
How did this dude end up with so much power in the house? Was he the leaseholder or something?
Mm.
It sounds
he wasn't even the leaseholder. But the leaseholder was a bit was a little bit hippy dippy. I don't know. I moved in like a couple of years after them. So I think it was like, look, not to get too deadly serious, but I think it was a little bit, you know, it was kind of like I think it was some sort of psychological hold he had on these people. You know? It was like Hannibal, but for like, you know, inner north suburbs, you
boring
know, like,
shit,
just, just losers, I think. Yeah, exactly.
I
that's
love
right.
to think of you coming up in the tram game, having to live in a share house.
Yeah, right.
Like you're doing your hard tram years, you know, like.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The open mic.
Well,
you got to
open mic tram for a while, you know. Yeah. You don't get paid, but you get the exposure.
You
know?
Start
you
with
do,
that tractor
some,
in the mall.
You got to walk before you can run. Over
exactly,
people.
You do some unpopular lines for a bit, and then, you know, they eventually bump you up to the E-class, you know what I mean?
Oh, nice.
Coburg. I'm not going. That's the only place.
I don't think a tram goes to Coburg.
Nah, oh, man. Fuck.
Yeah, it does. Does it go to Coburg? How far? I thought Coburg was pretty far out.
No, Coburg, you can get the number one to Coburg, yes. Don't worry about it. Next time you're in Melbourne, you can get the number one to Coburg.
I'm going to have to get a map from you next time I'm down there. Where are these things going? Because ours is a joke. It's like a light rail. It's super slow. No one really uses it.
Mm.
It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
It's no good.
I mean, you do get that, but you haven't been locked down for like 5 months. So that's true. That's one. It's one point in your favor. I think.
We have been allowed to get that thing to nowhere.
If anything, you guys should have had the freedom, because I'm just at home watching the same footy show DVD anyway. So it's, I might as well be in lockdown. Yeah. I'm doing fuck all.
Your life is a lockdown. And Fatty Vaughton is the warden.
I'm not mad about that.
Here's a story we didn't bring up on the pod the other day. Nick Cody sent us a message saying that he he was on radio and his co-host said that the thing. Do you know, you wouldn't know the rugby league footy show, right? It's the.
I know Fatty Vaughton. Is he still around? Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. He's still kicking. Okay, still head wobbling. But
he's kind of God. All right. He's kind of considered God.
I'm taking a vow of silence the day he passes, because there'll be nothing else. We'll be like, laughter dies. So I'll be very bad on this pod.
Hey, man, Martin Luther King died and people still quote him.
Huh. Yeah, but just like, no one's going to get another laugh ever. That's true.
You know.
Look, all I know about the rugby league footy show, it's pretty much the same as the Victorian one, but like it's even more men dressing up as women. Is that because that's fine?
Yeah, we do that.
Pretty much what it is. Yeah, nice.
But our like vox pops on the street are a little more like ethical and like there's a little more morality in our ones. Like we don't just go to like the halfway house and just stick a microphone in these poor people's faces.
They absolutely do that.
They do a little bit of that. Okay, I was just trying to.
It's more ethnically based as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're not afraid more. To yeah, that's true.
Paramount. Can you? So, anyways, Fatty Vaughton has his fame. Can you do it,
Fatty Vaughton?
Yeah, the
going.
You've probably heard Yaz saying that on here. Anyways, Cody was on the radio and his co-host said that, and Cody said, "Oh, do you listen to the Mug Off?" And she was like, "What? No." and Cody said, "Oh, that's a Yaz's line." And she was like, "No, it's not. It's Fatty Vaughton's."
Popular segment.
Oh man, I've been playing the clips all week.
Hey man, like, if he's not using it, you know, that's fair game. I think. Yeah,
it's funny.
That's how trademarks work. If he's not going to use it, you know,
that's true.
Because everyone has their own.
Lost it, I reckon.
Everyone has their own like their blind spots in life, and like obviously Nick grew up in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So he's watching that footy show.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
Not watching the NRL footy show, which we were all raised on.
Yeah, try and steal a Sam Newman quote and see if you get that one past him, mate.
Yeah, what about this one? Not that sorry, Nicky. That's a Nicky Winmar. He did blackface a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was a pretty good mug off. What about you, Nick? You got some. Tell us about some of this disrespect you've experienced in your life, mate.
Or even just tell us, how did you get this guy back who was stealing food, fucking surgically cleaning the place? Did you just let it go in the good nature that you normally?
Well, eventually we all got evicted. So I mean, he's sort of. I mean, I've I don't know, I've cut ties with him, and he's kind of like he's lost some of his standing in his community. I cannot get into any more details than that. It's a little bit juicy. I'll tell you guys after the pod. That's a thing. I can't say on the pod. I'm
afraid. This is a man with things to lose.
Yeah, exactly. We're not trying to get anyone here.
Yeah.
Now, do you want us to plan a revenge for you? Like, should we do that for you?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I mean, but what can you give me that's like
shit in a Tupperware container and see if he eats it.
That's a start.
Nice. Okay, cool. Well, one of you is going to have to like find out where he lives and like ingratiate yourself into his life and maybe move in with him.
Yeah.
And then kind of like...
Yeah. You want to talent of Mr. Ripley it somehow.
I mean, you could skip the whole thing and just shit in the bath.
Or the cistern. I mean, cistern's always a good one.
I'm noticing a bit of a theme with your revenges.
Yeah, he's like a... Douglas like a chimp. Have you tried throwing shit at him?
The perfect crime, guys. The perfect
crime.
The same
crime. Chimp. The same chimp champion.
Yeah.
Big chimping, baby.
I think another, like, one of our favorite moves is, like, if you find out where he lives, just put a few bamboo seeds in his, like, a couple of pipes. That'll fuck him up.
Hang on, sorry, say it again. I'm losing some audio there. Go ahead.
A couple of bamboo seeds in the pipes at his place will fuck him up.
Why? What does that do?
Just like bamboo grows like crazy, so it just fucks up the pipes. It's like you're ruined.
Oh, I see. Oh, nice. Okay, perfect. That's easy.
Yeah, I'm not sure how like sinister you want to go here with this, but you know that would be my.
I'm happy to murder him if I'm honest with you.
I love this.
Up to and including murder. Let's do it, guys. Come on.
Okay, this is what we do. We set up a fake account of like a hot chick. We get him to like meet us somewhere, and then we'll be like, I'm super romantic. So if you could meet me with like a bow tie on and a box of chocolates. Exactly on the tram line you will be running your tram on, and just like we'll pay an actress, we'll get her to be like just kind of stand there and be like, babe, you just got to stand there, and then you come through and you clean him up. Now he's dead.
What he's dead. Do the murder. Perfect. Yeah. Oh my god.
6 months
I'm
vacation,
gonna get away
baby.
Scot free. Yeah.
And the actress, now she'll be so impressed, so that she'll probably start dating you. I don't know. Have you got a partner, Nick, or? That's the hint or there.
No.
She'll marry me.
I received a lockdown one breakup. So
brutal.
So it's
oh man, we don't have to get into it.
Oh,
went through a breakup myself during lockdown. But I mean, our version of lockdown. So I was out partying and dealing with it like that.
Oh nice. I was just at home staring at a blank wall. Yeah.
Oh my god. Cool. Nice. Brother.
Oh man. Lucky that only lasted for 7 months, huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
that man. Is brutal. How far into lockdown was it?
It was like, you know what? It was like maybe like a week before the first one was going to end. So I think there was like, we were both like, because it was a, you know, kind of a mutual thing, but it was like, oh, there's definitely light at the end of this tunnel. Like, we're going to be out and we're going to be seeing, you know, we've seen all kinds of other people. This is going to be the best. This is actually going to work out really well for everybody. And then like two more weeks pass and they're like, nobody can leave the house. You got to wear a mask. You can't speak to anybody. You can't kind of, you know what I mean?
We might have jumped the gun on this one, huh?
Yeah, Dictator Dan, am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, you better believe it, guys. Yeah, you guys know what's up.
Jesus Christ.
The plandemic strikes again.
Not like our premier, she's down here rooting bush pigs.
Yeah.
Can't hold on to a fucking iPad to save their life.
Fuck shit, yeah.
Those are crazy. It's not to be political, but because like ASIO or whatever came after it, and they're like, we need your iPad and your phone. And it goes, oh, they both got run over by a tractor.
Who said that?
The fucking dickhead from the country that they were investigating. Both my phone and my iPad go, I could, it was an accident both times. Happened. What the fuck small is that? I've been in the country. The tractor's on like twice a year, and this one magical day, you just managed to chop in your fucking... Yeah.
Well, he had all his iPads and all his phones in his crime bag, which is a bag he has for doing all his corruption and all his crime.
Yeah.
He put it all in there because he's like, I'm going to have a big day of doing corruption and crimes. And then he put it all in there and then it just got run over. So, you know, that accidents happen, guys. You know?
Yeah, I don't want to get to the scene of the crime and not have my stuff.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah, man. Sorry to hear about the breakup, Nick.
Cameron Duggan, what have you been up to these days? What are you up to? What's
going man, on? I am out and about. I'm out here. I'm just working and doing gigs, I think, really.
Can't get sucked off for the life of him, unfortunately. Yeah.
Actually, yesterday, standing out in front of the gig, and both of these boys, as much as they would like to deny it, both saw it. But true. This absolute cooker yesterday, she asked she asked me for my autograph, then kissed me on the neck, then just started doing push-ups.
An absolute queen.
Did she know you were a comedian? Nope. Or was she just like, I'm getting autographs and I'm doing kisses and I'm doing exercise?
She was going for more than a kiss too, but we were standing around in a circle and she walked up and just said, oh, you could get a few autographs in this circle. And I just like, I think
what does that mean?
I have no idea, but I just hate it when people ignore like psychos that come up to you. Like,
well,
you
no one was ignoring
her. Well, I mean, everyone just kind of looked at her and I was like, yeah, look, I wouldn't mind a few autographs, but these blokes won't give me one. And then Yaz said to her, whose autograph would you get? And she just sidled up to me and started touching me on the chest and said I'd get his.
And you said you were quite itchy afterwards.
Well, just on the neck.
I'm sure it's fine.
But she... she was like, I'd get his. And I was like, sorry, I don't have a pen. And thankfully, these helpful fellas were like, I've got a pen.
Yeah, three people pulled pens out.
Yeah. So then I had to do it.
And then she, I don't know if you tell the PG story. I know you hate the naughty stuff, Nick, but I believe she started undoing her top.
Oh no, guys, I think we're good enough friends now. You can tell her some naughty stuff. It's all right. Yeah,
because she started undoing her top too.
Did
like,
she actually?
Did you not see that
at the start? No. Then everyone was like, "All right, maybe a piece of paper." Then like, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she wanted me to sign her chest. I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah. You were like, we'll just do it on a piece of paper. Yeah, why would we do that?
You said pussy only, right?
You're like, I only sign snappers. Which is such a disgusting thing for you to say.
I couldn't believe you said that to someone downtrodden and down on their luck. Yeah.
Anyway, so I can't wait for that autograph to show up somewhere cool. Like I've just left it there like a fucking Scooby-Doo villain.
Well, you said, I hope this doesn't end up on eBay.
Yeah, I did say that. Can't wait. Don't put this on eBay immediately. And she said, yeah, I'll do push-ups for me meals. And then started doing push-ups. I was, all right.
Ma'am, who killed this man with you? I don't know, but I've got his name. I wrote it down. 120 years in jail.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Guilty. Put him in the mincer.
I didn't know what to do. I finally felt how all those women feel when there's just fucking creep dudes hitting on them. She kissed me on the neck and I was just like, oh, the missus wouldn't be happy about that one.
Yep.
She just started doing push-ups, thankfully, so I just bailed while she was doing her CrossFit.
Yeah. Is it crazy to see someone do something like that you're like, man, she's doing more push-ups than I could do?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she could do more than I could do as well, I think.
I reckon I could do more than her.
You got a what? Sorry, you want to try to get that again?
I reckon I could do more push-ups than the homeless chick who smoked ice that came up to Cameron.
I don't think so.
Yeah, why do you assume she was mentally ill, Jerry?
Yeah,
something about the wristband. It said, I just escaped.
Why would they write that on the wristband?
Because she got out. So they stamped it and said she escaped.
Who's they, though? Would they? She's already.
Oh, my God. You know who they are. The fucking.
They are.
The Dan Andrews of the world. The the lizard people, idiot. Okay.
Tell you what, no premier's getting my vote if he stops me from getting pussy. I'm telling you, straight up. Dan, you're out of here, man. My boy Nick's trying to fuck, and you're fucking. What are you doing? Locking us up. Open up Revs.
Open up Revs.
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you. Yes, please.
Have you been to Revs? Is Revs back open? How is it? You know, what's the word on the street down there?
Look, I don't know. At this point in Melbourne, if you want to go to a pub, you've got to book in advance. You got to, and it's like, you know, 10 people, you know, maximum in there. I'm not going to Revs. I'm too old. I'm a billion years old, guys. I'm not. I just want to sit down and have a Palmer and a pot and waste some time. You know what I mean? I'm not ready to re-enter society yet. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of enjoying this. I'm kind of enjoying just being a weird hermit.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's my natural state of being.
Have a few drinks, get behind the wheel of a tram or two.
Exactly, that's right. Yes.
I'm joking. I'll edit that out for
leave it in.
Man. No, leave it. I'm not doing that, but I do yearn for the era of like the 70s when you could do that. You could just be
they're like old school just tram stories you hear from the old grizzly guys, and they're like, "Man, I was fucking doing this, but."
Well, I mean, just but like. Back before I started, if you sideswiped a car, maybe 2 years before I started, if you sideswiped a car because they got in your lane, you could just drive off on them. You could just be like, "See you guys, stop." Yeah. You know, just
shit.
Maybe that's on you. But like in the 70s, you could just be like reading the paper, driving the tram, just like a couple of beers at lunch, kind of. You know, just
oh my Lord.
Dream. Just a dream. Everybody smoking in the cabin. It was just real.
We were born too late. Yeah. All the fucking fun's been had.
Yep.
Now
I've got to like language police.
I mean, all the vehicular homicides as well have probably been done, which is probably why you can't have a couple of beers at lunch anymore. But you know, still, be nice. Yeah. Wouldn't it?
It's worth whoever dies, like the enjoyment of life. It'd be worth it, you know. Like, sure, you might hit a bloke or two, but you know,
bloke or two.
But you know, you have a few beers and you enjoy your life more driving the tram around. I reckon.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, in that instance, I'm sure the driver and the guy he hit, they both had lived their lives to the fullest.
Well, he's probably drunk. He's probably drunk as well, and he's like, "Oh, you got me, you rascal."
Fair's fair, you know. That's right. I shouldn't have been here.
I will cop that one.
I should have been here in my living room, you know. Shouldn't have been here hanging out.
Fuck. Is there any like king shit stories of like, man, this one time we set up a ramp, we fucking jumped the tram, dude?
What's up? What's up?
Is there any stories of anyone jumping the tram, like building a ramp and then trying to jump in the tram?
You don't know how trams work.
No, yeah, not at all.
I have a very, very limited
understanding. Jerry, do you think I drive a skateboard for work? Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, dude. I saw it's a big Rhino on a skateboard, okay? I saw that.
Yeah, you think I'm doing 720s and varials at work? Well, I'm not, mate. No, it's...
Serious business.
He's just grinding the whole time.
Yeah, it's very...
He's doing 150, sure. 50 the whole time. Front side. The whole time.
Oh, fuck. Beautiful stuff. We might have to love you and leave you, Nick. We got big dinner reservations, unfortunately.
Yeah, doing a little NAIDOC dinner.
Oh, you sons of bitches.
We're celebrating Yaz's big NAIDOC speech.
Yep.
Commencement, or we got a special dinner reservation at the finest steak joint in town, and yes, you're not invited.
Oh my goodness!
But one mug off for the road, huh, Jerry?
Wait, I've got some facts about trams. I wanted to get out of here.
Oh, you got some facts.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so this one is Tram Watch. The first electric tram was in 1885 in Blackpool, I think, England. Did you know that?
All right, great, good. I'm loving this so far. Good.
I like that everyone thinks that just because you drive a tram, it automatically makes you autistic.
I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying it turns out I might be. Melbourne is the largest tram network. Is that true?
Congratulations, us. I don't know. Like, it's one of those things as well. It's people are like, well, you drive a tram, so you must love trams. It's not like people in the supermarket are like, you know what, I love working in the supermarket. I love everything about supermarkets. I love, you know, I love...
Tell me about stacking shelves. Like, I love stacking things.
Yeah. Yes, if you don't mind. Right?
Oh, yeah. Tram facts.
Go on.
Prague has the largest fleet of trams in the world. And that's tram facts.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Jerry was like, do some research. And I was like, fuck, dude, I'm so zonked. Like,
tram in Google.
Yeah, I just typed in tram. I was like, what's up with these things? I just learned what they were today. I'm from Sydney.
Hey, you got anything you want to plug, Nick?
Yeah, what's your podcast to our listeners?
Well, I got a podcast. It's called The Weekly Planet. It's about nerd stuff. It's about, you know, your superhero movies, your comic books, your TV shows. Content's been a little bit thin on the ground. I don't know if you know, but everything is over right now.
Yeah. You hear that, our listeners? Shows. Your brick brains, get across this, okay? Yeah.
You might have a couple of labourers sticking their head in there, Nick.
That's right.
Put down the Makita radio and pick up the comic book, you morons.
Yeah, it's like the biggest
thing. It's a good time. But we have a network called Planet Broadcast, and we got all kinds of like just cool dudes and weirdos and all sorts of stuff. You wanna? Yeah, probably. I don't sign any contracts or nothing, but I'll ask. I'll ask the boss. But yeah, sure.
How much money would we be getting?
Zero money, but you get a lot of exposure, and I know you guys want that. Yeah. So you know. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we can pay in exposure.
Stop saying exposure to Jerry. He's been fined for it several times.
Yeah. Now that I did some stuff for SBS, you know what I'm saying to everybody? Price of the brick going up.
The price of the what?
The brick going up. You guys watch The Wire? Is anyone?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I thought you said that. Yeah. All right.
Well, the brick being my talent. But now, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck, Jesus Christ, losers.
Come on. Sorry we didn't get the world's best analogy.
I've got to get... dinner with you cunts. That's so shit.
Yeah, it's going to be long and it's going to be painful.
I'm a TV guy now and I'm going to have dinner with these clowns.
Thank you so much for coming on, Nick. We appreciate it. Listen,
what an absolute pleasure. All right. Yeah. Next time you're in Melbourne, pop on to a tram, you know?
Yeah, just I'm going to ask, I'm gonna ask about it.
I'll be at work. Yeah, cool. Nice.
Hey, thanks so much for coming along. Please like and subscribe. Sign up for the Patreon. We'd love to see you over there and get some of your money. Thanks again, Naso. We'll catch you soon, brother.
Cheers, brother.
That's it, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
about love.
The mug off, baby.